It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons Seahawks is almost upon us, and we've been talking a lot about the run game this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than it has been in weeks past, Tiff, and we kind of crossed this bridge a little while ago, and I talked about the differences footwork-wise and why it kind of fits what we're trying to do, and I thought...
Footwork-wise, meaning you're talking about on the line?
Both, running backs and everything. So what we have specialized in and what I've kind of been pounding the table against is how much wide zone we have run, and it started to amp up a little bit. We talked yesterday, the day before, about kind of sprinkling in like a mid-zone style inside zone with cutback lanes early and what that kind of looks like and why that's beneficial, right? And to try to talk about this over the radio so people can understand what I'm saying. Essentially, we run wide zone so much that as soon as Bijan turns his shoulders towards the sideline and the linebackers fly towards the sideline, right? As soon as Bijan or Alger in the backfield, they open their hips, they get their footwork going, straight out towards the numbers. That whole defense, reading as much wide zone as we run, boom, gone.
Now, that said, how can you establish the inside or the mid zone, and what players do you utilize up front? Because you clearly want to push everyone like it's wide, right?
Right. Well, on the wide zone, right, the point is that the defense lines up and they're all pinpointed at that one spot in the backfield, right? And what you are doing with a wide zone is you are tasking the defense to keep their same spacing with one another while all sprinting towards the sideline. So the defense line's all kind of skating down, holding gap integrity. The linebackers are all flying side to side, trying to hold gap integrity. So no matter where the cutback lane is, there should be a defender. If you're running defense perfectly, that's the way it should work. All right. The good news is the more and more we have continued to sprinkle in the mid zone with kind of an automatic cutback lane, all right, is that you are essentially saying, nope, we're not going to go out that far. And Bijan is still opening his shoulders. Tyler Allgeier is still opening his shoulders. But immediately on the second step, he is turning his shoulders back towards the B gap, back towards the play side tackle, the play side guard, and trying to find some of those cutback lanes immediately. It's mid zone with like a little bit of wraparound. We used to kind of call it key when we ran this with OVA Mahaley. And what it does is it challenges that spacing, because the minute the linebackers see you open your shoulders, they're looking for the blockers. Then all of a sudden, they're looking back and you are 10 yards back behind them going the opposite direction. It's very challenging for defenses to react to this and to be able to flow downhill and stop this run when you have both of those working. And I love the way we've established wide zone. We've got it on tape. They're expecting to see it 20, 25 times a game. And then you sprinkle in the mid zone and use a guy like Charlie Warner fitting up in the middle of this defense. And you kind of have your pick, because those guys are just flying so far, so hard left and right, that they don't know that they're going to get hit in the mouth north and south.
I listened to everything you said.
Yeah.
But I'm also laughing inside, because I feel like I am in a meeting room with a coach, and that there is a screen up.
I know.
And you're going through it. Paired with you do the Saban thing. I don't know if you heard that. So I don't know if any of you out there listening in the car, it feels like you just got a big coaching
seminar.
Yeah, like which is great, which is what we want.
Well,
but but you can see how enthusiastic you are about talking.
I don't want to get too deep in the weeds. And here's the thing:
right.
I've pounded the table through the first 5 weeks, and after the game this week. We must be the only team in the league that doesn't use a pulling guard. We have to be. We have to be the only team in the NFL that does not pull a guard. And we continue to not do that. But with these recent wrinkles, it's starting to make it a little bit more okay.
Aren't you using Charlie Warner as a, and in a lot of ways, as a pulling tight end? Because one of the plays, which was inside, I believe, zone, when they ran inside zone, and it might have been mid. You have to correct me because I don't know it. Nowhere near the San Diego.
There's a lot of gray area. But, even I can look at it and not always know.
But they pull so Warner is on Jake Matthews' side, and the play starts out to go to Caleb McGarry's side. But Algier cuts back. Charlie Warner comes in, helps with a double team, and I believe it might have been Lindstrom, right?
Yep.
And knocks that player off balance that Lindstrom's blocking, and then steps up to that second level. And at this point, because the linebackers, to your point, have flowed to the right, to the outside of McGarry, he actually takes on, I believe it was Troy Hill, who was their nickel, who had slid back in, and he takes him on head on, and it allows Algier to bust back inside that middle area, which would have been basically, I think, the A-gap,
yeah,
and gains about 6 yards. The A-gap is right there over the center, if I'm not mistaken,
yeah,
for you in your car. And he busts like 6 or 7 yards. So they're almost using Charlie Warner in some instances when they run inside or mid as their pulling guard.
Yeah, they are, and that's a good call. And I think the one thing you have to know about it is so many times in the NFL when you see inside zone, it's a split zone to where that guy in Charlie Warner is blocking back against the grain. And usually, you know, you see it a million times. There's an H-back or a tight end offset. We run zone left, and the tight end that's on the left splits back against the grain and kind of cuts out the knees of the backside end. But they're using it differently now, and it's a beautiful thing to where he's going with the grain. And I'll just say this, and I think Dan Orlovsky kind of mentioned this. He said, man, they're doing some things I've never seen before. Being able to double-team a defensive lineman, and I'm talking about an interior defensive lineman on a guard with somebody that's not an offensive lineman next to them, you don't see that much.
Well, that's why Charlie Warner got paid.
I think I see Kyle Juszczyk do it every now and then, and he's pretty good at it. But you just don't – they're at different levels. They're hitting at different times. To be able to see him double-team a guy with Chris Lindstrom and climb, that's something very foreign, I think, to NFL defense. It's beautiful to watch.
Are they going
to
be able to do it against the Seahawks?
They should. They should, because yeah, this is not a good Seahawks run defense. I know Bo touched on some of the numbers earlier. They're giving up 5 yards a carry. It's near the bottom of the NFL. They're giving up 144, almost 145 yards a game. That's 27th in the NFL. It's not a great unit.
It's weird when you look up front at their unit, though, because they have three big,
monsters,
massive guys in Leonard Williams, Byron Murphy, the rookie from Texas, and Jaren Reed. I think a lot of that might be their linebacker play as well.
Well, and to me, guys, it goes back to what we talked about Atlanta last week, right? We weren't running the ball well, and the carries were diminishing, and Kirk throws the ball, what, 58 times? 58 times he throws the ball, and you don't get a bunch of rushing yards. And then you kind of correct that, and you go for over 200 running the ball against Carolina last week. That's what Seattle's dealing with. They're throwing the ball a ton.
Yeah.
They're not running it with efficiency, and they're not stopping the run with efficiency.
Can we use a different word than correct? I don't think they corrected anything. But hear me out for a second. I think they just are taking advantage of what the defense. If the defense steps up to take something away, but Tampa stepped up and said, we're going to take the run. But John Robinson is not going to beat us on Thursday Night Football. And guess what? Darnell Mooney, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Kirk Cousins did. And then last week I felt like Carolina said, you know what? We've got J.C. Horn, and I think Troy Hill's. I think Troy Hill might have like 30 tackles last week. Their defensive backs, they're probably their strength right now in their defense, and they're like, you're not going to beat us on the outside. And so Kirk Cousins picked and chose his moments. Two things for me: one's a statement, and two's a question. First off, I saw some things. We saw some things. Dan Orlovsky is seeing things that we didn't see in week one, week two, and week three from the running attack. That shows me that this team is getting their footing. They're putting in more and more of their playbook, and that Zach Robinson is getting very comfortable in his play calling.
Yeah.
Kind of agree, guys?
Yeah.
The other thing is I think Kirk Cousins is unlocking the running game, because we were watching film, and Kirk Cousins is understanding the concepts of what they're doing. And I'm not going to explain. I'm going to let Mike explain it, Tiff, because I won't do it justice. But he makes an adjustment at the line with Drake London that only you would know if you, A, know the concept you're running, and, B, have seen the defensive look on film.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, well, and you understand concepts, like you said, and Kirk Cousins in the play that Bo is referencing, what happens is kind of a short yardage play, right? And what you see is the safety near where the ball is supposed to insert, kind of putting his nose a little too close to the line of scrimmage for Kirk Cousins' comfort, right? And then you look outside, Drake London's got man coverage one-on-one, there's no help behind him, no safety help behind him, because that safety is kind of putting his nose in the box. Well, what does Kirk Cousins do? Kirk Cousins looked over at Drake London, he says, hey, man. Hey, come on over here. Come on over here. You're going to have to hit this safety. He's a little too close for comfort. Guess what? Tyler Allgeier ducks in kind of right behind Drake. Drake picks that guy, that safety up right off the edge. Tyler Allgeier gains 2-3 yards. They pick up the first down. And so that's Kirk Cousins just simply understanding defenses, understanding what they're going to try to do, understanding how he can counteract that at the line of scrimmage with a very good blocking wide receiver in Drake Lennon. Let's give him credit too. And kind of putting that all together and picking up a short yardage, which we haven't been able to do very many times this year.
And you're hoping that if they can get all this done, what you're talking about against the Seahawks, it could get this team rolling. Because the gauntlet for the rest of the schedule is pretty tough. You go from the Seahawks to the Bucs, right? Then the Cowboys, then the Saints after that. It's not going to get any easier.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and two of those four, those games you just mentioned, two of the three you mentioned, they're on the road. And you're going to basically, I think you end the season against Carolina. I might be wrong. Oh, I'm right. Thank you, Dylan. So basically, you're playing five of your most important games before December. And I know that every game is important in the NFL, but think about this. The teams you're competing with in this division are New Orleans, North Carolina. New Orleans and North Carolina is one team you're not competing with, or just Carolina. But New Orleans and Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay primarily. And you're going to play Seattle. If you can beat them up front and control the ball and not get into this up-and-down shootout, which is what Tampa is down there wishing you do with Seattle, because Seattle's known a little bit for those this year so far. Yeah. They're giving up 25. They're scoring 24, something like maybe vice versa. You know, you can kind of feel good at maybe, hopefully, fingers crossed, 5-2, rolling into Tampa Bay at 3-0 in the division and knowing this game could be everything in Tampa Bay next weekend.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.